This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Everyone deals with aging differently, I think. I've been hitting a few milestones, I think, where I've been feeling older recently. Hmm. I've got a little gray in the hair now, which I like.
Do you really?
I really do, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's on the,
if
I comb it the right way.
Will it hurt your feelings if I do this?
What?
I don't know how old he is. I don't really know how old either of you are. I think of you as like...
When we first got here, I think
Aaron's about to turn 30.
Yeah.
Okay, but Tiak, I don't know. He's like, you're perpetually like 32.
Okay.
Is that what, you're not 32 though,
I'm 33.
So, oh, okay, so that's not bad. But I was close. Yeah. Okay.
So I was older when I was like 28.
Yeah, for some reason I've always had you over 30 because you're just an old soul. Like, you wanted to be married.
And
you're a DJ at a club. You should be out
there. But that's the thing. The way that we have known him is like very professional. He's never been that frat bro going out.
He
just plays the club and then leaves. He doesn't stay.
Mm-hmm. I used to do a little more of that, but yeah. I'm old now.
I mean, there's a picture of you out there, like the original TAC picture where you look like you could be in 98 Degrees with the leather jacket and the fade on the sides.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
It was the look at the time.
Yeah, because you just have a round face. So, you like, with the round face and that all tight, he looks like 19.
Yeah.
Like, you're always... Okay. I think you're going to look like this when you're 60.
Yeah.
I don't think going to age.
Okay. Because... Well, thank you. Well, I wasn't trying to fish for compliments. I was just saying, I'm getting to the age where, like, for a long time, especially in your career, and people, how old are you? And you're 20, whatever. And they go, oh... You got plenty of time, or you're still so young, and now it's to the point where you say how old you are, and they're like, okay,
you're settled in.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
And then same with kids too. Like, you have kids and they're babies, and you have new, and then eventually they're like, yeah, two kids, okay,
that makes sense for a person of your age.
They're not, yeah. And same with, I've been married 8 years now. We're not newlyweds anymore. We're just married. You know, no one. No
so
one
are
cares,
you sad that like you're not getting enough credit for all the things? What do you want?
No, so something happened where it really like slapped me in the face, because all these things, they don't bother me because it's just part of life, and life is getting better as I get older, so that's all fine. But
yeah.
I was DJing at the aforementioned Brothers, like you said.
Yeah.
And there was a group of younger people who came in.
Okay.
They were noticeably young. I could tell they were way younger than me. No grays in this group. And
hold on. Can you see gray?
No, I cannot.
It's like, it's up on, which way I have to comb
you
it.
You can see it?
Yeah.
There's like a strip coming through. And on the sides, I get little curly ones.
I do. I see it.
Yeah.
It looks good though.
Are you going to embrace it?
Do you want me to point it out?
Back?
No.
Yeah, go walk up to him and point at it.
There's like this guy.
Oh, I thought those were blonde.
No, they're gray. They're gray.
That looks cool.
I will embrace it. I won't dye it. I like the gray. As long as I have hair, no offense. as long as I have it.
Okay. Dropping a no offense in the middle of that sentence.
You know. You do you.
Yeah.
If you do hair restoration, I'm ready now. I think I'm ready. The dudes at whatever, I can't remember. There was a clinic in Cherry Creek that was going to do it for me. What's the name of those people? Zamora.
Oh.
Jack Zamora, I believe, was gonna hit my head with stem cells and see if the hair grew back. And I was like, I don't know. Like,
I don't need it.
Why would I? No, it's just weird to like go from this to have like TAC. But now.
You want it?
Because of him? Yeah.
I said no offense. I was just,
that doesn't cover it the way you think it does.
But what if I dunk real high? What does that do?
You a round face. I said you have a bowling ball head. You took zero offense to that. But now I'm over here just deeply hurt by my receding. By the way, as long as we're just
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It was funny.
You just, like, you had that in your holster. The other day, Aaron just was like, whoa, 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 back up like your hairline. And I was like, and we just glossed over it because we had to get to something. But I'm like, how long have you been sitting on that one, little girl?
A while.
Oh, okay.
She snuck it in. It was good.
She didn't sneak it in. She hit me in the face with it at a point where there was nothing I could do. Because she knew we're short on time. There was no way I was going to be able to recover from it.
Aaron.
Thank you, T-Hack. Okay. I think your gray hair looks remarkable.
Oh, thank you.
No offense.
So I'm DJing and this group of younger people come in and they came up and they requested a couple songs and they say, oh, it's somebody's birthday in our group. Like, yeah, it's their 22nd birthday. So already I'm like, oh.
Here comes Taylor Swift 22.
Like here, yeah. So I'm like, wow, that's a lot older than you. I don't say that to them, but I feel it like, wow, okay. I'm a different generation than this group, but that's fine. Until they come up and they take a picture with like the group and the girl pulls out unironically.
Yep. I have seen so much of this.
A digital camera.
No, she did not.
I have been looking to get one.
I have 7 at my house.
I like,
no, I will not sell it.
It literally froze me in my tracks.
I have seen many people using the, not Polaroid, the ones that you have to develop. What are those called?
Like an Instacam? Like the one, like a disposable?
Yeah. So many people are using disposables.
Wow.
They're using the old, like the actual digital cameras.
Yeah, this was this was just like the one like I took to prom.
Like the Ashton Kutcher one.
Exactly.
Like
exactly.
The Sony Cybershot.
And she just took the picture and walked away and it like shattered my world because it's like, I remember when that was actually cool and now you're using it in a retro way.
Now it's not cool. You're intentionally being obtuse. Like you're not... It's not better than the phone on your Samsung or your iPhone.
Correct. That's what I debated because the iPhone camera is amazing.
It's unbelievable.
But the storage, I don't want all of those photos on my phone.
Just put them in the cloud. Have them, when you take a picture, it goes straight to the cloud. You don't have to think about it. Mm-hmm. Just
see, I figured they were doing it because it is worse quality. Like they want kind of that feel.
They're like, oh, look at me. So that's why albums came back. And Aaron's an adopter of that. It makes me crazy.
No, I've always been a vinyl person. What are you talking about?
But it doesn't sound as good. It sounds
better. Are you still mad about the hair comment? What is going on?
No, I'm just, you know what? If you're going to be that person, if you're going to be a vinyl person and you're going to be a digital camera or even worse, like the other thing, then I expect when you walk out of the bar, you get into a rickshaw powered by a human or there's a horse and carriage. Because like, oh, I'm anti-technology.
It's not anti-technology.
I'm retro. Then I hope you have a dial phone that goes.
I used to and I loved it.
It's so...
But she can kind of pull. She's younger. She's like, she's kind of in between the generations.
It's just fun.
It's naming your kid something weird because you think it's going to rub, like, oh, my kid has a unique name. Therefore, they'll be unique. Oh, if I do this, I'm unique. It doesn't make you unique. You're like.
And you're not trying to be unique because it's trendy.
Yeah. Well, if you're using a digital camera, you're ruining lives. Because to me, I instantly turned into an elderly person. I was like, I remember when I got my first camera.
I'm mad at it.
I'm not.
I would smack it out of your hand.
It's fun.
But how do we stop
it? I'm not smacking her. They're 22. They're beat my ass.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.